You can have so much certainty you can transfer to others that can live beyond your lifetime. It is a precious commodity that few will ever exercise, but all have the key to. Everyone has the key to. Leadership is not born. It's a decision to lead and not follow, to believe and not doubt, to create and not destroy, to be a force for good, or maybe a force for God. But to do that, you have to defy all your fears. You have to defy all the odds, and you got to set a brand new standard for yourself, and you got to step up. And when you do that, you have a totally different experience in life. Totally different experience. In this state, there's so much you can achieve and do. So why wouldn't you stay here? I mean, how easy is it to get in this state? Heartbeat. So will you continuously? Some of you lost your certainty when I asked that question. Those of you who lost your certainty, what you did is you entertained another thought. You went, oh, I've done things before, now fall through. Oh, there must be some exception. You just created a different representation, so you went into a different state. But the answer is most of you would not keep this if we don't make another change. Because, see, you could feel good all the time. You could feel attracted all the time. You could feel all the feelings you want all the time. But the only reason you don't is not because you can't. It's because you don't. And the reason you don't is you have a set of beliefs about what it's appropriate to feel or to think or to experience. So it's the appropriateness that is the real limit. It's not the capability. So as long as you have a bunch of rules, a set of beliefs, they're basically rules that you really never thought through in detail. Your rules are reactions to your past. You had pain, you make up a rule so you won't feel that pain again. Or you see somebody else and you model them. They may not have been a very good model, but you modeled their rules. And now you find yourself in a box where there's only so many things you can do and most things you can't do, and you wonder why you're unhappy. Most of us start out as a kid where there are no rules. You can do anything you want, you can express what you felt, you can think what you think, you love who you want to love, you can do whatever you want to do, and then you gradually enter society where the door got smaller and the room got smaller, and all of a sudden there are consequences for everything, and all of a sudden pretty soon you stop living.